Ghetto originated, it came over with some of the German settlers from the northwestern regions in Germany back in the 19th century. And since then, it's become a local favorite. It's basically made from beef, pork, and oats, and it's not just for breakfast.
Which leads to the question, what kinds of forms can visitors to the Ghetto Fest find a Ghetto in when they go there?
Well, we have a wide variety this year. We have probably 15 to 20 different Ghetto dishes. They range from a Ghetto brownie to a Ghetto burrito. We have Ghetto Reubens, Ghetto corn dogs, Ghetto burgers, Ghetto sliders. So 15 to 20 different dishes that our different vendors have created.
Are there any new wrinkles to this year's Ghetto Fest?
We're excited to welcome Tom and Chi for their first year to the event. And so they have a sandwich. It's called Ghetto for Life. And so we're interested to see what that one tastes like. And they're also bringing their grilled cheese donuts. But also, when you come down, you can expect a lot of great live music and just a nice event to sit under the trees and enjoy the music and, you know, have some Ghetto.
Will there be some products other than Ghetto at the Ghetto Fest?
Yes, there will be. Each vendor will have some other dishes besides just Ghetto. But the focus we really want to keep on Ghetto. But if you don't like it, there'll be something for everyone.
And what are the perimeters of the Ghetto Fest area this year?
Ghetto Fest takes place just on two islands down on 6th Street. So it's a little bit of a smaller event. It goes from Bakewell to Philadelphia Street on 6th under the trees. And then there are some children's activities in Goble Park.
And what are the hours of the fest?
On Friday, it starts at 5 p.m. and goes to 11:30 p.m. On Saturday, we open at noon until 11:30 p.m. And on Sunday, from noon until 9.
Do you find that more and more people come to the fest each year?
Yeah, we're expecting probably 20,000 visitors this weekend. And yeah, it just seems to be a really popular dish. And a lot of people like just because it's a relaxing way. It's on Father's Day weekend. You can bring your dad down, have some food, and just it's a very laid-back, relaxing event. And then in addition, you know, we have local shops that you can browse. There's some crafts and art vendors, and, you know, then, of course, we also have, you know, our local restaurants here, too.
Kim Blank is Executive Director of the Main Strassa Village Association in Covington. I'm Steve Hirschberg.